Proclamation number 8181 of 18th of May, 1962. The power of the word becomes effective when resistance is broken. My word certainly reaches you, and this word is blessed with my strength. Yet it cannot become effective where it is not willingly accepted from me, where the human being is not willing to let himself be addressed by me. And even the slightest resistance is enough. The slightest prejudice towards my word or the recipient of the word is enough for it to lose its effectiveness, because it will never forcibly have an effect on a person. And resistance is already present when my word is doubted, for once all resistance against me has been broken, people expect my grace. Then they are delighted to receive words of comfort and grace, words of love and wisdom from me. And then they also recognize my word as the voice of the Father who speaks to his child. Thus I want to point out to you that you should voluntarily open your hearts to me so that my ray of love can strike you. That is, your hearts will feel addressed and touched by me when my word is brought close to you. And then it will work on you with great strength. People who desire my word, who eagerly wait my word even if it is conveyed to them through messengers, will receive great blessings. Their souls will attain maturity, they will be able to register inner peace and feel secure in their Father's love, for their hearts are open to me. I can enter them and take supper with them, and the effect of my word will then be obvious to them because their love will ignite ever brighter and because their faith will become ever more alive, so that they will now live their earthly life closely united with me, that they will always confidently wait for my help and truly govern their earthly life successfully for their souls. All of you could reach the goal through the strength of my word. All of you could become profound in love and faith and thereby also achieve unity with me, which is your actual purpose of earthly life. But then you must also long to be addressed by your Father. You must take the path to me yourselves. First deal with me, your God and Creator, in your thoughts and then feel inwardly driven to approach me. You must consciously give me your will and then I will also be able to speak to you, and you will feel that the words conveyed to you are divine words and will no longer want to miss these words. For I will always speak to you humans such that your hearts will be touched if you voluntarily open them to me and thus I myself can enter you. I will always speak to you such that you will understand and desire to hear more. I will give you food and drink, that is, what you need to build up your soul, a true bread of heaven and a fresh water of life. And my word will then also be beneficial to you. You will be able to draw strength and light from it. You'll receive the banquet at my table from me myself and be delighted because of my love and grace, which gives you so abundantly. But you must always have given up your resistance first, and that means as much as that you give me your will, that you desire to be united with me. That you feel like my children and long for the Father's address. You must understand that I only ever require you to turn your will towards me, for your original sin consisted of consciously turning away from me, which also took place of your own free will. And you shall pass the last test of will in earthly life after an infinitely long course of development from the deepest depth to existence as a human being. You must not fail and sink back again. For I long for you, my children, because I love you and this love will never cease. Yet you will only pass your test of will when you give up all resistance against me. When you believe in me as your God and Father and then hand yourselves over to me in order to hear me in my word, when you want me to speak to you myself and you move every word of mine in your heart, recognize my will and act accordingly. Then my word will truly work on you with great strength. Then you will reach your goal in a short time, You will be close to me again as it was in the beginning, and you will voluntarily return to your father's house which you once voluntarily left. Amen.